Hey, Mayor Newsom, are you a big fan of AC/DC?
AC/DC? Are you kidding? Don't they have one of the drummers named Gavin or something? Angus Young.
No, that's the guitar player.
Call me Angus.
Your mother was going to call you Angus.
I always had this connection, even though I became Gavin, with this guy Angus. I don't know if I could have been named Angus. Still makes sense, but yeah. So I like.
Do you play guitar?
In my mind.
In your mind, okay. How about air guitar?
That's it.
That's it? To Back in Black?
That's a private.
Because I keep getting phone calls from you.
Oh, only one call. And by the way,
No, I get a lot of calls.
Really?
Yeah, you've called me 3 or 4 times.
Well, oh, that was on recycling.
That was recycling.
Yeah,
for Shona in particular.
Yeah. Only one campaign call, and I got 60 calls complaining.
Yeah, I bet.
People don't like those.
People don't like AC/DC, or they don't like Rob Black.
They don't like campaign calls.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, but then I got a call from Clinton, and I like that one.
Yeah, what do you have to say to you?
He's called me personally.
Yeah.
He was telling me to support for other initiatives. Probably,
yeah, so. Other things that are probably a little bit
nothing
more
but
sweeping.
Local politics, that's where rubber hits the road. That's the most meaningful thing. So, someone is going to respond to your call, even if you didn't support them. So I'm a big supporter of Rob Black.
Okay. And what do you think Rob's going to do for tenants' rights in District 6?
I think he'll be spectacular. I think he's got...
You don't think he has a lot of gentrification in mind?
No, I don't think he does at all. I think he has enormous respect for tenants. He's expressed that not only in everything he said, but in his career, everything he's done. He's been a lifelong Democrat, cares deeply about Democratic values, he's going to fight for tenants. No suggestion or inclination to do otherwise. It's not just tenants, he's going to fight for everything. He's a guy who's going to get his hands dirty. He's going to get that stop sign so that our kids are safe in the district. He's going to make sure that there's funding.
And you don't think Chris is doing a good job at that?
I think Chris is done nothing to demonstrate a capacity to reach across the divide. He's done nothing to reach out and try to build partnerships. He's a very divisive person, and a consequence, the district is not well suited by that kind of divisiveness. He's done nothing to reach out to the last two mayoral administrations. You may not like Willie Brown, you may not like me, but I think we all are better off when we work together. I work with a lot of folks that disagree with me.
Sure, well, coalition building is a part of politics, right?
Well, it's a part of a good public policy. And Rob
so,
Black,
I got a question for you just about the community that I work in, which is obviously the medical cannabis community.
Yeah, he's a big supporter of medical cannabis.
Really? Well, you know, he came out, one of the first things that I saw about him, he was supported by a neighborhood group called SOS, and he was actually targeting Chris's support of medical cannabis in South of Market.
No, there was one that's, I'm glad we have this opportunity, the facts speak very differently. He's very strongly supportive of medicinal marijuana. He also believes that there's a process that was unanimously supported by the Board of Supervisors, including the incumbent supervisor, but he believes it wasn't, that process did not take place with one particular dispensary on one particular street right around a community with a lot of kids, and there was self-determination by the neighbors that he felt needed to be listened to, which I thought was right under the circumstances, the Clementina neighbors. And, you know, I support medical cannabis.
But don't you feel that the needs of patients with mobility concerns also should weigh in the fact that we should have dispensaries in every neighborhood?
Well, I think we have more dispensaries per capita than
McDonald's.
Well,
thank God, right?
No, but I'm just saying. No, there's the reason the Board of Supervisors unanimously, including the supervisor I believe you're supporting, supported restrictions, is because common sense should prevail. So the answer to your question is
sure. I mean, Chris obviously, I supported regulations, and people in my community didn't. Some people were very against
the
idea.
I'm with you.
You're just with me. Uh-oh, Gavin. Now you're getting yourself in trouble.
Common sense, just common sense regulations, and self-determination by community. A lot of good people that just didn't even have. The incumbent supervisor refused to even return their call, and that's what I'm talking about.
But you know, that's a hard call, because a lot of times, you know, when you call your supervisor about issues, it takes a long time to get in to speak with them. So, you know, I've called your office several times. This is the first time we're speaking. So
I was a district supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Very different.
Representing a small district, representing a city, major, big difference.
Okay, thanks, hon.
Yes, I'm Black.